Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Gentlemen, it is February 29th, 2024. We are in the middle of the leap year day. Alex Jones here. I have got some family issues I have to attend to for part of the broadcast today, but I should be in later. We've got one hell of a transmission lined up for you with our intrepid crew and the great Owen Schroyer. But I wanted to come to you with the grave news of Letitia James. Now, remember, Letitia James is literally installed by George Soros, brags about it, pledged to bring down Donald Trump if she was elected as the New York Attorney General. Well, fresh off of her rigged court case with no jury, where the judge found Trump guilty of real estate fraud, but there was no victim, and all the other things she's doing, trying to shut down the NRA and against so many other attacks, now she's announced she's going after the biggest meatpacking company in the United States for climate change, and, quote, lying to the public, saying that cow farts are not bad. Yes, in America, in the year 2024, weaponized legal system is going after the largest, or the top three, you can argue it's the largest, but it's arguably the largest, meat packing company in the United States. We'll get into the details of that coming up. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, everything she does is a beta test. What you see in New York, what you see in California, are globalist beta tests. And the UN said 20 years ago they couldn't get the federal government to pass all these carbon tax power grabs that literally takes over every facet of our lives and every industry, that they were going to go to the states, the counties, and the city and use something called municipalization, where they get all of the locales merged into basically UN treaties, and they fly the leadership of the government around all these, you know, fancy junkets and vacations. But more importantly, these international groups funded by the UN, NGOs, fund who they run for office. So we talk about Soros all day because everybody knows who he is. He's just one of the biggest NGO systems with his Open Society operation. We're talking about one of thousands. He's not even one of the largest. He's in the top 10. But when they come out and go after beef, where they promise you will eat the bugs, if they can take down one of the largest meat packers in the United States that also does business around the world, they will be able to take down anybody they want. So this is serious criminal racketeering. And almost all the federal courts have been taken over by the Soros operatives. The Supreme Court is barely hanging on. It's being intimidated. It's being attacked. And this is such a great situation. So they don't just have almost every major city district attorney. They don't just have most of the county attorneys in any populous area. They don't just have 20-plus attorney generals. They don't just have most of the federal judges. They are literally putting policy in at the colleges. They are coming in and now targeting rice. Now, I covered this 2 years ago. I said next to the UN after beef, which is one of the biggest things feeding people worldwide, And holding up the economy, and especially small ranches and farms, is rice. Rice is half the diet of about half the world. So you cut that out. Well, guess what? They grow it in swamps. Artificial rice paddies. So now they're coming out and saying officially they're going to put taxes and regulations on it, because what comes out of swamp water? Why, when you drive over a swamp on a highway, does it smell like a cow fart? It's methane, ladies and gentlemen. Methane helps form our atmosphere. It's what helps ultraviolet radiation coming in. It's held to the planet's surface. That global warming's good, or we would be all freezing to death. And so there's always been swamps. There's always been bovine, at least for millions of years. You know, buffalo, water buffalo. There's the cows are basically on almost every continent. And we have, obviously, our domesticated ones. They're not bad, folks. But remember, we're the carbon they want to cut. We're the carbon they're targeting, and we're going along with this absurdity, and now Letitia James is coming directly after one of the key industries in America with her rigged courts, and I'm sure she'll win. So, What are we going to do about it? We'll talk about when we return. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard how amazing turmeric is for inflammation for your joints, your bones, your blood, your organs, your mind, everything. Well, we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid extract. No one that we know of has it even above 85%. This is the strongest formula on the market, and it's way lower price than some of the top brands out there that are 75%, 80% curcuminoid. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing. You're missing out if you don't try it. It's discounted right now, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. You owe it to yourself to try Body's. I know you'll be amazed. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Body's 95% curcuminoid extract will absolutely blow you away. All you got to do is try it. Get yours now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Another word. Another time in the age of wonder. Another world. Another time. His life was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this live February 29th, 2024 transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. So there's a lot of massive news information breaking today on so many fronts. We're about to go over it all. But first, I want to talk about JBS, one of the largest meatpacking companies in the world, particularly packing beef. They've been sued by the Soros front creature, Letitia James. And folks have to understand, this is not just some New York nuttiness. This is part of a strategic plan worldwide to demonize and criminalize beef first, then they can move on to every other major staple. They're now targeting rice next. Worldwide, seen in headlines, moves to restrict or ban rice or put carbon taxes on it. This is literally waging war on the very food supply that humanity needs to live. This is the post-industrial world. This is the depopulation operation. So people make fun of New York and California or France or other areas totally run by the globalists, and they say, those people are idiots. Ha, ha, ha. We'll just move out of that area. Well, the very same BlackRock-controlled central banks, or central banks that control BlackRock, I should say, is their front group, have a strategic plan to take over all the major cities of the world and then expand out from there. So the plight of people in New York is the plight of people in rural Texas. The plight of people in Toronto is the plight of people in rural Wyoming. The plight of folks in Australia being enslaved will be our plight in Louisiana or Florida. This is a global enemy we face. That's how I always know what they're going to do next, because they have battle plans. And I'd make documentaries and show you their documents, show you your statements 20 years ago, 25 years ago, and people couldn't believe it because it was so fantastical to say they're going to try to target the nuclear family, they're going to try to sterilize children, they're going to try to restrict and then ban beef or major staples like rice. But it was all planned then. If you watch the Obama deception or if you watch my film Endgame, people watch those films, Endgame made 2007, and they just freak out and they go, how the hell did he have a crystal ball? I didn't. I'm showing the documents. So Kevin O'Leary and others have made the great point that everybody's leaving New York and that Letitia James is waging war on the corporations and businesses that aren't fully globalist controlled. And that people will just leave. Well, they're designed to leave, and then the globalists will just target the next sector, the next area they take over. There is an absolute method to this entire plan that is being rolled out. And so don't underestimate how dangerous these people are. But I don't want you to think they're all powerful. If we know their larger plans, if we understand how cold-blooded they are, if we understand how criminal they are, and if we then organize and oppose them, what they're promoting is absolute total tyranny and can easily be defeated. As I've said, we're selling ice water in the Sahara Desert. Everybody wants it. Freedom's sexy. Freedom works. Freedom's amazing. They're selling sand in the Sahara Desert to people that are dying of thirst, okay? But you've got to admit they're globalists. You've got to admit they're the New World Order. You've got to admit they're coming down on us. And I know this audience is hardcore. That's why they want to shut the show down, is because they're scared of this assemblage of people, this assemblage of folks that know what's going on, that could be the genesis point, which it's now officially been, to spread the truth all over the country and all over the world. So they failed in shutting down our Genesis operation. And the first big network I was on and still am on is Genesis Communications Radio Network. And I was involved early on in the debate about what to name it, because they were already putting out syndicated shows, financing some shows, the gold company was. And instead of just syndicating individual shows, they wanted to have a network. And Ken Anderson had the idea for Genesis, and the general manager had another name that I didn't think was as good. It was still a good name. And I said, no, Ted, I agree with you, Genesis, because this is the beginning of something much larger. And they wanted to take over radio. They wanted to later launch a TV network. That never happened. But the point was, I mean, I guess I kind of did, but the point is that this is the Genesis, and we've successfully initiated the detonation, okay? But don't think it was a detonation of death, a detonation of awakening and life, like the cap in the back of a cartridge that detonates the larger powder charge and then shoots the bullet down the barrel. We have detonated it, and now it's been aimed, and it's now hit the globalists. So we're deep into the fight right now, but you have to understand, she's not just a clown. She's a front person that will do what she's told. And these people are very, very strategic, and they've got to be recognized for the organized criminals they are. If I hear one more Republican or one more conservative or one more populist sit there and tell me that, oh, these are environmentalist wackos, these are Looney Tunes nuts, oh, look at this crazy plan they got, these people don't know what they're doing. No, they know exactly what they're doing. And the biggest banks, the biggest corporations came up with this. In the mid-1980s, Enron, look it up, came up with the carbon tax scam and how to tax and control everything. And the oil companies have been in on it from day one. They're the ones making money on both sides. So that is the reality, and this is a big, big deal. Owen Schroyer takes over now with so much information. I want to thank you all for your support. God bless, and good luck.
Thank you, Alex. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're with you here with all kinds of important breaking information, an honor, a privilege, a duty, quite frankly, to be here with you on this Thursday, February 29th, 2024. Let me give you a snapshot of what we have coming up for the rest of today's transmission. Of course, we may be hearing from Alex again throughout the transmission, but I have a loaded broadcast for you today. So loaded that I'm going to need to be here for the entire 4 hours of this Alex Jones Show transmission. We have Joe Biden, a lot of political news revolving around Joe Biden. You have Joe Biden making a statement. I can't even get into it without having to pause and it just shakes me to the core. I mean, this should be sending chills down your spine. Joe Biden goes out and says they're going to ban assault weapons. I mean, it's a short clip, so I might as well just go to it. Here's Joe Biden and the Democrat Party telling you the Second Amendment means nothing to them. They wipe their ass with it. They want to disarm you just like every other authoritarian, murderous dictator in world history.
We're going to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines next time around because it has to be done. We're going to finish the job. We're going to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines next time around because it has to be done.
There you go. They're going to finish the job of disarming the American people. They're going to finish the job of disarming the law-abiding American citizen. They're going to finish the job of turning this into an authoritarian dictatorship. They're going to finish the job of destroying America. They're going to finish the job of ending your Bill of Rights. But see, there's a problem. There's a problem. This is what the Democrats don't want you to know. This is what the liberals don't want you to know. Your rights are not given to you by the government. Your rights are not given to you by Joe Biden. Your rights are not even given to you by a piece of paper, actually, the Bill of Rights. Your rights are given to you by God. Your rights are given to you by the Creator. This is just recognized in the Bill of Rights. This is just recognized in our founding documents. Why is that important? Because if your rights are given to you by God, if your rights are given to you by your Creator, well, then they can't be taken away by the government. Ah. And now you see why the American left, and now you see why the Democrat Party hates God so much. And wants to convince you that you evolved from a monkey turd. Of course, you didn't. You were created by God in His image. Our rights given to us and endowed by our Creator, signed, sealed, and delivered with the Declaration of Independence, the United States Constitution, and our Bill of Rights. And Joe Biden goes up in front of the American people and says,
"Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
In this phenomenon as well. In a strange way, social media is actually the only thing keeping the old guard mainstream media alive. What am I talking about? Most views or ratings or interest, maybe ratings isn't the right word, but it does count. All the interest and views now from mainstream media are actually coming from clips on social media. So when Joe Biden goes and does an interview on late night TV, nobody tunes in. Nobody watches it. Nobody knows. Nobody cares. The only reason anybody sees it is clips on social media. That's it. The same goes for The View. The same goes for Jon Stewart. The same goes for most cable shows. When Joy Reid goes on racial deranged diatribes on her show, nobody watches, but people pull the clips and put them on social media and they say, whoa, look at this crazy woman on TV. I don't know if the answer is to stop doing that because it's still newsworthy and people want to see it. But it's social media that's actually keeping the dinosaur media relevant at this point. That's why Tucker Carlson can leave Fox News and then be bigger than ever on social media. On X, which is now essentially the political town square. We've got more news. You know, this is really, I could pull 1,000 stories about this. Like American Heart Association was paid off to say heart disease was caused by saturated fat, not seed oils. Well, yeah, that's because they put the seed oils in everything because it's cheaper, but it's extremely unhealthy. They don't want you to know about it. Ultra-processed food linked to 32 harmful effects to health. I mean, we could talk about the microplastics and everything. We could talk about, I mean, I can go on and on and on. And for me, this was one of the biggest game changers in my life. When you realize that, I guess you would call it, what would you call it? Mainstream food, corporate food is mostly poison. Mostly poison. And it was tuning into this broadcast in 2013 and 14 with the guests that came on the show. And I remember, I mean, you had Mike Adams, you had Vonnie Hari, the food babe, who's still banned on X, by the way. Why won't they release the food babe on X? And other guests like that, because you don't really think, well, gee, I go to the grocery store and most of the things I buy are poison until somebody explains it, and then it all clicks. It's like, yeah, wait a second. Why aren't I reading the ingredients? What are these ingredients? I can't even pronounce half this crap. And then you realize, yeah, it's all poison. And the FDA, the U.S. government, they're not there to protect you. They're bought off. They're part of the eugenics program. So we got news on that. I'm going to revisit this situation with the Georgia mayor because this is truly disgusting. And really, this goes all the way up the food chain to Joe Biden. But you have to start somewhere. And we're going to play a series of clips. We already played some of them, but we're going to attach some other things to it that have now surfaced as well. in Athens, Georgia, the Democrat mayor who turned his city into a sanctuary city that allowed for the criminal, violent, it's likely that this individual from Venezuela was released from a jail. Who knows what kind of violent crimes were on his record or even what his name was when he was in Venezuela. Comes here illegally, gets released into the country by Joe Biden, gets put into this Democrat sanctuary city of Athens, Georgia, tries to rape a girl who's running on the trail. She fights back. He ends up beating her so savagely that her skull was deformed. And then they say, well, it's her fault because she ran on a trail. It's her fault because she didn't let this illegal immigrant rape her. Wow. No, it's the Democrats' fault. It's Joe Biden's fault. It's the mayor of Athens, Georgia's fault. They have blood on their hands. And if I was the family, I would be pursuing every Democrat involved in this illegal immigrant operation like a hound dog with a scent. And I would never give up. Because there will be more Lake and Rileys. I had a story on my desk yesterday hosting the War Room. I forget all the girls' names. Sure as hell remember George Floyd's name. But see, that's the point. There have actually been dozens of young women murdered by illegal immigrants, raped by illegal immigrants. Kate Steinle, one of them. But that's not propaganda like George Floyd. George Floyd was weaponized propaganda. That's why the weaponized propaganda media made sure that everybody knew his name and everybody knew his face and everybody knew his story because that was part of their propaganda. Are they going to do the same operation for Lake and Riley? No. Of course not. Of course not. And it's not just Lake and Riley. And so, here's the harsh reality of this situation. The likelihood that you tuned into this broadcast and me sitting at this desk and my crew sitting on the other side, we're all going to make it home safe and sound tonight. It's likely all of our friends and family and loved ones will make it home safe tonight. But we better realize something. Every day that this invasion into our country continues, the odds of you making it home safe and your family and your loved ones making it home safe go down. Because believe me, as comfortable as you are today, thinking that everybody you know and yourself is going to make it home safe tonight and not be a victim of violent crime from an illegal immigrant, just as comfortable as you are sitting here, so was Lake and Riley's family just a few weeks ago. Now, how do you think they feel? But again, it's not just Lake and Riley. There have been dozens of Lake and Rileys. The media doesn't cover it. And if I was Lake and Riley's family, and I hope that she has a bulldog-filled legal team, I think the mayor of Athens needs to be on trial. I think every Democrat and Republican that's voted along with these open border bills needs to be put on trial. I mean, even Mike Johnson now is about to cut a deal to keep the border open. So put Mike Johnson on trial, too. Mike Johnson, you want to cut deals with dirty Chuck Schumer? If Speaker Mike Johnson wants to cut deals with dirty Chuck Schumer, then put Mike Johnson on trial, too, because the blood's on your hands, too. That's where this needs to go. First break here on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to really delve into these stories and more when we come back.
In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you about all the incredible ingredients in TurboForce.
But if you simply go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the list of ingredients, and look them up, every one of them is known to give you boosted, clean, focused energy without the letdown. We're talking up to 10 hours of clean energy per serving with TurboForce, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's discounted right now. And it doesn't just boost your body's clarity and focus and stamina. It also funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you've never tried TurboForce, now is the time. It's got 5-star reviews. TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com will take your energy and your clarity to the next level without the letdown, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So go get TurboForce today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I know you will not be disappointed because thousands of others have gotten it, and it has 5-star reviews. Get TurboForce now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Some breaking news out of Athens, Georgia.
Two colleges have canceled classes today as police look for a murderer.
Lincoln Riley was described as a shining light.
The Dean's List nursing student.
Police arrested 26-year-old Jose Antonio Ibarra.
Ibarra crossed into Texas illegally back in September of 2022, then was released into the United States on parole.
We're confident this border is secure.
We have a secure border.
We agree that the border is secure.
And we have a process in place to manage migrants at the border.
The border is closed. The border is secure.
We have taken unprecedented action.
Look, the border is not open.
Fox News can now confirm that Jose Antonio Ibarra was busted last year in New York City. So ICE didn't even have time to put in a detainer on him because, hey, he was already back out on the street.
That is a new political ad that's going to be airing during this election cycle. And I would say that conservatives, Republicans, patriots are getting better in the narrative wars and in the effort to combat the false narratives produced by the left and by the Democrats, no doubt about it. But we still have a long way to go. And here's an example of this. And it's against my instinct. It's against our instincts as real journalists and broadcasters to be redundant. But this is why everybody knows the name George Floyd, but most people don't know the name of Lincoln Riley. So some people might be saying, well, gee, we've been covering this story for a week. Well, yeah, they covered George Floyd for a year to make sure you knew his name and his story in that false narrative. So we have to combat that by making sure people know about Lincoln Riley and her story and what led to that. And what led to that? Joe Biden's open border policy and the Democrat sanctuary city policy. Now, this is what happened. Here's the good news. This is what happened when the Democrat mayor of Athens, Georgia, Kelly Gertz, went in front of the media and the public to make a statement about Lincoln Riley's death. Murder. Brutal murder. By a violent criminal led in by Joe Biden and the Democrats. So here's what happened, and I'm going to explain why this is even more significant than we realize. Here are the clips from the press conference.
2019 was not that long ago. You might remember the dynamic we were living in the late teens in this country, where you had the President of the United States speaking in the most vile terms about people who were foreign born. And you had that notion metastasizing in places like Charlottesville. In the main, I caution against conflating immigration and crime. The data demonstrates that the two are not connected. Because the impact of federal immigration policy on localities has been under such consistent discussion in recent months, I do want to say a few words about this. It's my 18th year as a local government policymaker, and my work has overlapped with four U.S. presidencies and numerous iterations of Congress. All of them have failed to reach agreement on how to handle immigration. The city doesn't track with either of those. And so that term means different things to different people depending on the context of the discussion. Many of the aspects that are ascribed to sanctuary cities,
we know what sanctuary
are things that are disallowed by Georgia law. And we contribute a document every year to the Georgia Department of Audits indicating that we do not correspond to these definitions under state law.
Yes, you do.
And no policies have been adopted by the mayor and commission that have created sanctuary city status in Athens.
You need to resign.
One protocol that sometimes arises. One protocol that sometimes arises is the approach that sheriff's offices and
now, this is going to become a lot more common in the very near future. And it's already almost reached a point where Democrats really can't do anything in public without being heckled and protested. Whether it's Joe Biden, whether it's AOC, whether it's Nancy Pelosi, whether it's a local Democrat mayor. So here's where this goes. We have two options. We can either do this peacefully and politically, which is what we're doing. That's the entire purpose of this transmission. That's the entire mindset and movement is to save this country peacefully and politically. But it's going to become common now with press conferences like that, or anytime a Democrat has a public event, that's what you're going to see. Them getting called out and protesting. And so the solution here is obvious. The Democrat Party has to become extinct politically in the United States of America. That's it. Peacefully, politically, we start to save the country that way. That's not an endorsement of the Republican Party. That's not to say the Republican Party hasn't been part of the problem. But it's pretty clear at this point that common sense, populism, nationalism are taking over the Republican Party. And that's where politically this country's movement to save it is going to be deriving from. So to save this country, the easiest way, peacefully and politically, the Democrat Party has to become extinct in the next 4 years. You can't have any more Democrat representatives locally, and really it needs to become extinct at the national level as well. That's what has to happen. Why? Here's why. Because here's that same mayor in 2019. He wants to blame Donald Trump, but here he is in 2019 bringing in the illegal immigrants that eventually rape and kill people in clip 18.
The Athens-Clark County Unified Government is welcoming to people from all lands and backgrounds and strives to foster a community where individuals and families of all statuses feel safe, are able to prosper, and can breathe free.
Now, what does he mean? All statuses can feel safe? No, he's talking about illegal immigrants in sanctuary cities. He's talking about criminals in Democrat-run cities. Do you think the locals feel safe now? Do you think the thousands of women, the thousands of nursing students in Athens, Georgia, that might want to go for a run tonight, maybe on their own, do you think they feel safe? Do you think Lake and Riley's friends feel safe now if they go out at night for a jog? Do you think they feel safe? So he's not talking about citizens of Athens. He's not talking about Americans. He's talking about criminal, illegal immigrants. So this is going to become commonplace now. Everybody knows who's to blame for this. They can lie and deceive and spin it all they want, but they're not fooling anybody. Lake and Riley's murder, the direct result of immigration laws passed by New York City Democrats, says a councilman. You're a liar. You have blood on your hands. Athens, Georgia residents rip apart woke mayor after he lies about role in illegal alien murder of beloved college student. Again, dozens of American women have been raped and murdered by illegal immigrants. Dozens. We don't know their names because they don't get humanized. They don't get the massive propaganda pushes like, say, a George Floyd. Guatemalan child sex predator arrested by ICE after released by Massachusetts judge. A known child predator released by a liberal judge in Massachusetts. ICE has to rearrest him. Thousands of migrant children have gone missing from sponsor home, probe reveals. So yeah, they send all these unaccompanied minors to quote-unquote sponsor homes, and then they just disappear. What do you think happens to them? Remember that story of the woman in Ohio that got pregnant? And then they quit covering it because they found out it looked like it was an illegal immigrant sex ring. We remember.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The job. We're going to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines next time around because it has to be done. We're going to finish the job. We're going to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines next time around because it has to be done. We're going to finish the job. We're going to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines next time around because it has to be done. We're going to finish the job. We're going to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines next time around because it has to be done. We're going to finish the job. We're going to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines next time around because it has to be done.
Ladies and gentlemen, understand the historical impact of this. Understand what you're seeing. Understand what you're hearing here from Joe Biden. And then juxtapose that with what they're doing to Donald Trump in the corrupt court system and taking him off the ballot and politically persecuting him. Understand this moment of history and understand what it will represent and the stories that will be told depending on the future of this country. If the Democrats win, because there's only two outcomes, only one survives. Either the United States of America survives or the Democrat Party survives. The two cannot survive. There will either be a one-party rule, that's the Democrat Party, and the United States of America over as we know it, or the United States of America survives and the Democrat Party goes extinct politically. But understand, even the Democrat Party will eventually fall, just like all other tyrant and authoritarian regimes do. And depending on how far they get into their plan will be how bad it will get. But understand, a clip like that, a statement like that from Joe Biden, this is history-making stuff, ladies and gentlemen. So when America collapses or the Democrats engage in mass murder and mass persecution, like what we've seen before, this is nothing new. Don't forget about Ruby Ridge. When the U.S. government starts committing mass murder at the behest of the Democrat Party and the Biden administration, it'll be clips like that that we remember. When the Democrat Party starts going door to door to round up hundreds of thousands of dissidents, they already have thousands that they've arrested. They already have thousands of people that they've incarcerated, politically persecuted. The numbers are already in the thousands. Next, it'll be tens of thousands. Then it'll be hundreds of thousands. And you'll be disarmed. And it'll be moments like this and clips like this that we say, ah, this is how we got here. Those are the clips. Those are the statements that will be played as history recalls how America fell, how U.S. citizens lost their rights, how authoritarianism took over the United States of America, leading to the death and the slaughter of American citizens. It will be Joe Biden saying, we're going to finish the job. We're going to take the assault weapons. And then what do you think they'll do to you? There'll be Ruby Ridges all across this country. So, you've got the Biden administration openly coming out against the Second Amendment. Obviously, they're against the First Amendment as well. And then you have the political persecution against their opposition, Donald Trump. Now you have a judge in Illinois. Judge orders President Trump removed from ballot in Illinois. Cook County Judge Tracy Porter put the ruling on hold so Trump can appeal, according to Chicago local news, which means Trump will remain on the ballot until further notice. She wants him just off, but she doesn't have all that power. And they're claiming it is because of an insurrection clause. Of course, nobody's been charged with insurrection. Specifically, Donald Trump hasn't been charged with insurrection. But you think the truth gets in the way of a good liberal lie? You think the truth gets in the way of Democrat Party persecution and criminal activity? Of course not. These are hardcore criminals. It's a gangster mafia. And it's not a coincidence that this is another black woman judge. This is what they've done. They've weaponized black women, and then they put them into positions of power with affirmative action. It's all by design. It's all by design. It's not a coincidence. Letitia James, Fannie Willis, Tracy Porter. It's not a coincidence, folks. It's by design. It's all by design. Trump will be on the ballot in Illinois, by the way. New York Attorney General Letitia James files lawsuit against world's largest beef producer for misleading public about its impact on climate change. Now, see, this is just like what they've done to Trump. Trump committed fraud by saying Mar-a-Lago is worth more than $18 million. Of course, Mar-a-Lago is worth at least $300 million. Probably a low conservative estimate. But they all know that. So the fraud gets committed against Donald Trump, and then they say Trump committed the fraud. Well, it's the same thing with this climate change. The world's largest beef producer isn't misleading the public about climate change. It's the liberals. It's the Democrats. It's the Green New Agenda. It's the carbon neutral lies. They're the ones that lie about climate change. They're the ones that lie about the environment. They're the ones misleading the public on carbon emissions and climate change and everything else. And then they say, you're doing it. That's what they do. That's what these pigs do. Until we take away their power, they will continue to do this. MSNBC contributor calls on Democrats to strip power from the Supreme Court after Trump ruling. You understand that the Democrats are the authoritarians they're warning you about? You understand that the Democrats are the tyrants they warn you about? You understand that the left-wing ideology is the deadly authoritarian ideology that they claim to be fighting? It's them. So the Supreme Court, another stopgap from authoritarianism and tyranny in the United States of America. So what is the Democrat solution? Get rid of the Supreme Court. I will bet you, if the Democrats win the White House for another 4 years, they will pack the Supreme Court. Guarantee it. If the Democrats get the White House for another 4 years, they'll probably add 6 seats to the Supreme Court, and they'll put the most hardcore anti-American bigots on the bench to further their initiative for a one-party rule and authoritarian dictatorship run by them in the United States of America. They tell you their plans. I'm not even up here. That's not even me up here predicting something. That's their plan. They're public about it. It's like if an NFL coach comes out before the Super Bowl and says, well, we really want to pass the ball. I think I'm going to have my quarterback throw the ball 50 times. We really want to throw the ball a lot. I think we're going to pass it a lot. And then I come out and I say, well, they're going to throw the ball a lot in this game. I think they're going to be passing the ball. Sounds like they really want to pass the ball. And then they pass the ball. It's like, oh my gosh, how did he know? What do you mean? They said that. Hey, the Democrats are going to expand the Supreme Court. They want to nullify the Supreme Court. And then it happens. Oh my gosh, how did you know? What do you mean? They said they were going to do that. Hey, the Democrats are going to politically persecute Trump with all these corrupt judges. And then they do it. Like, oh, how did you know that was going to happen? Well, what do you mean? That's what they do. That's what they said they were going to do. Letitia James ran that she would go after Trump if she won. But these are the dirtbags. These are the dirtbags going after President Trump. This whole Fannie Willis thing is falling apart at the seams. Nathan Wade's attorney's text messages to Trump co-defendant attorney reveal he lied in court and Fannie Willis started dating Nathan Wade before taking office. So it's just like Peter Stroke and Lisa Page sleeping around, slobbering all over one another, and then engaging in FBI corruption. Same thing going on with Nathan Wade and Fannie Willis, sleeping around, sucking each other off, and talking about how they're going to destroy Donald Trump. And then lying about it under oath. And then you may call it a legal victory. It's hardly any victories for Trump, really. But in blow to special counsel Jack Smith, Supreme Court agrees to hear Trump immunity appeal. The only reason why this is a victory because it delays the case. And that's really the only hope that the Trump team has, is to delay it as long as possible, because there's no hope for justice. So the hope is to just delay it as long as possible and then win the presidency. That's the strategy, because there's no justice when Democrats are in control.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.